This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's been 1 year since the terrible earthquake struck southern Turkey and northern Syria. Businesses are still trying to rebuild, in some cases with help from the U.S. government. Victoria Craig has this update from the Turkish city of Antakya.
The Mirbi flour mill is once again a hive of activity, but it's been a long road to get here.
We went through very difficult things under very challenging conditions.
Ali Emberal founded this business nearly a quarter century ago. The company has gone through tough times, persistently high inflation and currency crisis among them. But nothing prepared him for February 6th, 2023, when two earthquakes hit this region of Turkey.
The machines inside the factory shifted from their places and the engines were also seriously damaged. The Turkish Ministry of Industry came to do an inspection and their assessment showed almost $2 million of damage to the factory.
That included a collapsed roof, raw materials soaked and ruined by relentless rain, and products that were stolen in the immediate aftermath of the disaster. For more than 2 months, Ali lived at the factory, and many of his workers, including Suleiman Bilyar, came back to help with repairs in order to get production back online as quickly as possible.
We carried out loads of renovations together with Mr. Ali, day and night, working shoulder to shoulder, hand in hand. Mr. Ali took care of our children, our home, our money, in the best possible way. Our children did not go hungry.
To help with the repairs, Ali discovered a loan program for businesses in Turkey's 11 earthquake-affected provinces. The U.S. government's International Development Finance Corporation provided a 7-year, $100 million loan to Turkey's Şekerbank to support small and medium-sized businesses in the region. Şekerbank added its own contribution and increased the available funds to $133 million.
In the next 3 years, 5 years, the need will definitely increase.
That's Murat Özdemir, Şekerbank's regional manager for this area.
This is a very limited budget, but we will provide more. We're already trying to provide it as quickly as possible.
Mirbi flour boss Ali Emiral says the U.S. Şekerbank loan has been hugely helpful. Not only has he been able to repair his roof, he also said he's one of the only mills of about a dozen or so in this area to restart production.
I need to expand more to encourage our people to return to Hatay. We need to increase the capacity to 500 tons to meet the growing demands.
Ali says he's already slowly expanding his business by using parts of the wheat crop discarded for flour production to make livestock feed. That, he says, not only ensures he will be able to stay in business, but that his neighbors will be able to thrive again, too. In Antakya, Turkey, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.